Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show here on Blog Talk Radio, Journey into the Light. You're going to be tuning in now to Accidentally Spiritual with energy healer and comedian Jessica Brodkin and her guest, special guest every week. So tune on in, Jessica, and Jessica's link is right here on the show page to reach her. And here is Jessica.
Hi. This is Jessica Brock, and welcome to Accidentally Spiritual. I'm very excited that all of you are tuning in today on, I don't know where you are, but it's beautiful where I am. The sun is up, so very excited. My name is Jess Brodkin. I went from MIT to the Central Intelligence Agency to stand-up comedy and now Reiki Energy Crystal Healing. And I am here today with a very exciting guest. He is a stand-up comic who was featured on Letterman, on the Colbert Show, on Late Show with Stephen Colbert. So please welcome John Fish.
Hey.
Hey, so happy you're here. Thank you for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
I'm great. How are you?
I am good. Not as good as
good.
You. You're in the
sun. No. I am in the sun. I am burning. I forgot. After winter, you know, I will come back all freckly. You'll see me shortly, all freckly and burnt. But in any case, I'm really excited to have you on here and to talk to you about comedy and your journey. And I know, so for our guests, you've been doing comedy for a while, right? And you have two albums out.
Yep.
So that's awesome. He has friends. I've been watching your stand-up.
Friends.
Yes. I'm one of them. I think I am. I don't know. We might have to talk about it after the show. Whether or not
you
I
get sure
to be counted as different. Oh, I am? Okay, great.
Oh,
awesome.
Yeah.
We took a selfie together, so I think that.
Yeah. If
I think
if
for
you've
millennials.
Seen someone dancing, we've seen each other dancing. I think that constitutes friendship.
Yeah. At a wedding.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We sat next to each other at a wedding next to our other. Next to our dates. Yes.
Yes.
So auxiliary person. No, just being weird.
They must love being called an auxiliary person.
No, I was calling you an auxiliary person because
we
were next
to
each other. They're our date. They're our primary. We're auxiliary.
Got it.
That's, I don't know. I don't think we should call our dates auxiliary people. Although, I don't know. I date a lot of science and tech guys, so they don't mind. I talk to them in ones and zeros. So,
right.
Yeah, they don't really, it doesn't really, yeah, beep, 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 and it works out great. John, you, I wanted to, so you do a lot of yoga, right?
I do. I try to.
You try to?
Yeah.
And what has been your kind of like your journey into, because I think that what's interesting to me, especially, so there's some people who are always spiritual. They like start when they're five and they're like, I talk to dead people since I was three. And, you know, most people aren't that interesting to me. I mean, they are. They're interesting because you don't meet them. I mean, I know a lot of those people, but not everyone does. But I really like the transition from kind of normal life. And I think being a comic is a really life of an outsider.
For sure. I mean, for me, it was like, I think I actually like stumbled along with yoga and spirituality, but it was always maybe kind of there. I don't know if it was form of superstition or what, but yeah. But I was always an athlete, and then as I got older, I started just getting injured and seeing my friends get injured, and so then I kind of gravitated toward the yoga, and then that kind of pushed me into, you know, that whole world. Just to the point where, like, you know, I go on the road and, you know, it's in the comedy world, you're in everyone's nightlife world, which can not always be the healthiest of worlds. And at a certain point, I started looking towards, like, you know, before I left, like, where is the yoga studio closest to where I'm staying? And then you go there, and then those people tell you where the good place to eat is, or like the cool thing to check out in the neighborhood. And so it's helped me in that way as well.
So you feel like spirituality or through yoga has helped you stay grounded on the road? Is that kind of the thing I'm hearing?
Yeah. And every day.
Are you on?
Yeah.
And every day?
Yeah.
Wow. That's,
I mean, cause
because
you're, you know. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, you.
Go ahead.
I cut
no,
you off
ahead.
Last time and I went.
No, it's okay. It's okay. We don't see
just
each other.
Even,
Yeah. Okay, we'll play a game.
The,
you go.
The whole world. Yeah, no. I was going to say something like fake, profound, and then.
No. No, please.
Go, go.
I want to hear it.
No, just, you know, every day it helps the yoga. Just, it helps me, like, eat healthier. It helps me, you know, interact, take breaths on the subway when I want to yell and scream.
Are you agoraphobic?
No, I'm just, you know, New York City phobic, whatever that is. Everything here.
You've been here for 15 years. You've been in New York City for 15 years.
Yeah, I've been here 15 years, and it doesn't jive with me. I remember I had a girlfriend around year 3, 4, 5, and at one point she turned to me, because I was living, like, in Weehawken with a car and stuff, but going into the city every night, and she just looked at me. She was like, your whole New York City world is trying to make it like you don't live in New York City. Like, I never jived with it. So, you know, but I have to be there so much for comedy. You know, I just get anxious and overwhelmed, and yeah, not to the point of what you said. I forget the word you used, but
agoraphobic.
Yeah, but breathing is, you know, helps me be out in the chaos of it all.
Yeah, I think that through my healing practice, because I've had such a variety of clients in terms of their demographics and their income. Some people are wealthy, some people are broke. You know, like, there's really a variety of people that I've, so many people I've seen over the last, like, 2 years. And I think one thing I learned is that, like, no matter what, like, almost everyone suffers. And I guess that was, you know, Buddha's situation in terms of what he saw, is that human nature is suffering and just, like, fighting your own brain, fighting the anger or the negative thoughts or the looping thoughts that occur in people's mind, everyone's mind, pretty much. It's really hard to stay, because I'm to stay in the present moment and not be, like, angry at what someone did or didn't do or possibly did, or how that affects me, or if it does. It's just like I go down this crazy train, you know. I think we all do.
Yeah, of course.
Right, and I'm kind of lucky because as a healer, since I'm healing people a lot, it really makes me have to step out of my own garbage. So, in order to work on other people, if I'm not healing people, it's just it's a scary world in my brain. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a scary world in my brain unless I'm helping other people.
Yeah.
So yoga has really helped you on the road. There's definitely, that's awesome though. Do you go out, are you out a lot? Or I guess you are, right?
I mean, I travel quite a bit, but it's, you know, it's very streaky. Sometimes I have months where I have like 3 or 4 flights, and then I can go 3 months without any flights. I try to, you know, try to do 1 or 2 a month, but sometimes, you know, stuff comes in that I can't pass up, and sometimes, you know, I'm just, yeah, sometimes I'm waking up and I don't know where I am. And
sometimes, right, right. And not for the reasons that other people don't know where they are.
Right.
No
right,
judging.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, it's it definitely has, you know, having something to help you. Like, I like the way you said it. It keeps me grounded.
Yeah, I went to a comedy festival in Durham. It was like North Carolina Comedy Arts Festival. And
mm-hmm.
that whole place, I guess it was Raleigh, Durham, that whole area. I ended up going to Vinyasa Yoga, eating like vegetarian food. And I tried to meditate in a Buddhist temple and I just fell asleep. And I woke up in a pile of my own drool.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. That's pretty standard
well, if that's
for me.
Well, if that's meditating, then I did a lot of meditation in high school. High school was definitely a meditative time
yeah,
for me.
Yeah. Great, great. You just wake up in your drool. All the time. That's
you know.
Not always drool. Sorry.
Hello.
Just high school.
Yeah, my friend, you know, Carmen Lynch, our very funny friend and comic.
I love her.
She told
yeah,
me
she's amazing.
She went. She was just, I think, in Minneapolis at the club there, and there was a yoga studio across the street, and she went to like 6 classes in 5 days, and I was like, oh, that sounds amazing.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I brought my workout gear to Florida with me, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna work out. Been here 4 days, no exercise. I am the opposite of Carmen Lynch. just have not.
But
have
that's
not
good
done
too.
It.
But that's good too.
Yeah, it is. It is good to not not move to
yeah.
relax. Yeah, there's. I don't know if you experience this. Have you ever been to a monastery or anything
no.
like that, like for a weekend?
No.
I think you'd like it. I really think
yeah,
I think
too.
That could really get you, because I know we I'm a big meditator, and I think meditation changes everyone's life. That's kind of like my like core belief. If I could
mm-hmm.
just proselytize anything, it would be meditating, because as you know, or as you probably know, it increases the serotonin and dopamine and oxytocin in your brain. It's just amazing. And I spent some time in a monastery. It was a really good time. I don't know if waking up at 5 in the morning is like a really good time, but besides that, it was awesome. And they, yeah.
Well, that's
it's,
what
it's
I noticed.
Like
our world, like, you know, we're out late and we're, you know, like my ideal sleep in my life is like 2 to 10, but like that's definitely not what my body wants. Like I know when I go on vacation with my family every summer, it takes me like 2 days and I'm in their schedule, like asleep. 7 hours, waking up at like 6:37. It's wonderful, and
yep.
I feel better. Yeah, so that doesn't
yeah.
sound so daunting if you were to go away and do that. But yeah, to wake up 5
right.
a.m. here, no thanks.
No. As a comic, it's really hard.
Yeah.
But early risers often judge the late risers. They think we're horrible
oh, yeah.
people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's very funny. Like there's no other. There's no other thing that people naturally do, not morning people, night people, is that there's so much judgment.
Yeah.
Very not spiritual. Anyway.
Yeah.
But
I'm a
yeah,
big napper, too. They hate us.
Are you a big napper?
Yeah, huge napper.
Oh, I don't
yeah.
hate napper. I'm just jealous of nappers. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it. I can't. I'm too wired.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm jealous
nap.
Of that.
Of being wired? Oh, because you want to sleep?
Well, I love napping, but I wish I didn't revolve my life around it so much. Yeah.
Right, but I mean, you work at night, so.
Yeah.
No judges here.
Thank
you. The other thing, yeah, no judges. The other thing that I think is really cool is that you like crystals, but you like them superstitiously, which I find very funny.
I mean, I don't know. I guess it was more like. You know, I wear the tiger beads on
Tiger's
my
eye.
Wrist now, And
Tiger's Eye.
Yeah, and I used to have, what did I used to have, hematite.
Hematite,
and,
yeah. Oh, you don't
and,
have hematite,
you know,
anymore?
I mean, I have it, but I've only been doing one at a time. So, like, my last one fell off of me, and so I felt out of sorts without it, and I couldn't tell if it was I was feeling out of sorts or if I was just being superstitious about not having this thing on me. You know, and then the crystals, though, I use, like, I have some that I like for creativity. I have some that I'm, like, when I need to clear my energy. I have some for productivity, you know, positivity and stuff like that. Those ones I don't think are as much superstition. Those are, you know,
but
just,
those you really feel like they help you.
Yeah, or just, you know, I don't even know if I need the gems with them, with it. It's that, you know, affirmation kind of thing. But doing it with the gemstone reminds me and keeps me focused, and I just kind of like it.
I really like that it kind of gives me a, what's the right word? It kind of gives me a, like a ritual, you know?
Right,
like,
right.
I use corn, because you sent me pictures of your crystals before the show, which that made me really happy, so I got to check out what you have. And I saw you had a lot of citrine.
Yes.
I don't know if you, you have a lot of third chakra stones, which I actually think is really good for you.
Okay.
You had citrine and you had cornelian, which is another creativity stone, and tiger's eye is also third chakra. So I think that's really good for you. The other thing that I noticed that you didn't have at all was you have no rose quartz.
I do have a rose quartz.
You do?
Yeah.
Show me a picture.
I think it was in front of the books, no? It was one
is it pink?
Yes.
I couldn't tell in the picture if it was pink. Okay.
Yes.
So you have one
rose
quartz.
And I have a purple one. That's the one near my bed.
Amethyst.
But I didn't
amethyst. So you sleep next to amethyst.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I sleep next to amethyst. I have a geode. So you have rose quartz. Okay, great. Because a lot of your act is about being in your 40s and not divorced yet. And that's one of my favorite jokes of yours, which I just butchered, that you're 44 years old and you thought you'd be divorced by now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That just comes from
it's not so much in the city that it's like that, but whenever you go home or out of the, you know, the city vibe to the suburbs, that's where I really get it. That whole, like, how are you not married and not divorced? You know?
People say that to you?
Or just, yeah, I had this one joke that was too dark, but I had this woman, I remember that she couldn't wrap her head around it. She was just like, you've never been married, you've never been close, you've never even lived with anyone, what's wrong with you? And I was like,
oh, you've never lived with anyone?
No, not.
Wow.
And I just told, I joked that I told her that I've been in a coma.
I think that's very funny. I think this is very, because I've been, like, over-married. You're under-married, I'm over-married. So I really, like...
That's funny.
I've been over-committed.
Yeah.
To, and I think I told you, right? Did I tell you?
Yeah,
I've been married twice. I mean, the first time like, didn't count. I was, like, 23. He was, like, older.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of pressure. It was stupid. I should have not married him. So I was married for 6 months the first time. The last husband, I actually, like, really loved him, so that was devastating. The first one, I kind of like, ugh, this was dumb. But I was engaged additionally. I mean, it was a sham engagement, but it was still an engagement, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no ring, there was no date, there was no dress. I was just shacking up with this dude for 3 years. We got a dog. Said, let's be engaged one day. And I was like, okay. But they were like, that's it. I don't know. If that
like
counts.
A promise ring kind of situation.
But I didn't even get a promise ring. Promise ring was like, this is too much for this guy. No, I mean, he was a good person, but, you know, not the future Mr. Brodkin. Yeah, that's okay. So you feel okay, though, that you were not. So I feel like we're on the opposite ends of the spectrum, and there's a part of me that's like, I don't know if jealous of you is the right word. I don't really feel jealous, but I feel like, man, that's beautiful. You know, you're like clear.
Yeah, I try to use that as my, you know, kind of when I get sad about my scenario, it's like, well, that's a good way to put it. I'm clear. Like, I haven't had any, you know, I'm not super rich, but I don't have any debt. I have, you know, I've never been married, but I don't have, you know, the collateral issues of a divorce or that baggage.
Oh, yeah.
Baggage.
I have that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. So, yeah, I guess that's a good way to put it. I'm clear in that respect. But,
you know,
part of
it's nice.
Yeah. But that, I, and then I'll counter it with, well, John, you're scared to live, so you're not living. So is that really clear, you know?
Are you scared to live?
No, I mean, that would be what, you know, the counter of that argument of being clear would be like, well, are you clear or are you just afraid to do anything real?
Well, what's the answer, I guess? You seem like the kind
of guy
who's either
been... I don't know what the answer is. I mean, I have a lot of, you know, I have a lot of reasons or excuses, but whatever you want to call them. But, like, yeah, I travel a lot. I work at night. I, you know, my example often is, you know, it's hard to have a relationship, to start a relationship when you go out on one date, and then the next time you want to go on a date, you have one night free. And I'm like, hey, are you free Tuesday night? And they're like, no. And I'm like, all right, well, how about in 3 Thursdays, you know? It's like,
no,
yeah, it can really lose steam,
do
and
that.
It's hard. Yeah. And so, you know, I had this one woman that we went out on one date, and then when we were trying to organize a time for the second date, she just, there was something very telling in the way she said this. She was like, well, what do you do during the day? And I was like, well, that's when I kind of, you know, do my business and the business side of things, and I write, and I was saying what I did during the day, which is important to me, which is part of what I do. And she was like, oh, okay, so you could just meet during the day if we needed to. And it was just, she just sort of like threw that part of it away.
Oh.
And I remember being like, all right, yeah, well, let's
this
touch
is not
going to
work.
Week. Yeah. To like not have
man.
Any appreciation.
So do you... Oh, yeah. How much do you write? How much time do you spend writing every day? This is...
How much do I wish I spent, or how much do I write?
No, how much do you actually write? This is no judging zone.
Yeah, I do... you know, I've done that Artist Way workbook.
I love that
one time all the way through, and a couple other times, like, didn't make it all the way through. And so, like, I kind of try to stay with that. And when I'm in a good zone and I wake up and I go right to the page, I do like a 30-minute free write, and then I'll do like an hour or two of writing, hopefully at another time. In an ideal world, it would be 2 hour blocks on different things. But I went through a long period where it was like, oh, well, I didn't do that. I don't have time for that, so don't do anything. But now I just, you know, I do what I can, and sometimes it's like 30 minutes, and sometimes I get a full 2 hours in, and it's all helpful.
Right. So you can meet during the day, basically, is what I'm getting. No?
Yeah.
Okay, you just didn't like this girl. Okay, got you. No, totally kidding. You just... could totally see her for lunch, okay, pal? Like, I'm just trying to get Mrs. Fish.
I would have.
For you to have Mrs. Fish.
Said it like,
you would have?
Would there be any way that you could meet during the day? I was like, yeah, I could schedule. I could, like, work that around that. But it was just this dismissal of my day that I found very telling.
Oh, and she was like, oh, you're totally, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
it was as
I
if I
got
said
you.
Nothing. It was if I said,
I do nothing.
Sunday. Yeah. Like, I don't have any nights off except for Tuesday, and, you know, even that day, I'm doing, like, the work stuff I need to do during the day, so it's not like I really ever have
a day off. You just stand up every night, pretty much.
Except for Tuesday, yeah. Otherwise, yeah, I'll do it. I mean, once in a while, something happens, and I don't have anything, and that's wonderful, too, but I kind of have this, like, panicky thing. It depends. I mean, during the week, I like to do 2, and on the weekend, as many as possible.
All right, got you.
Yeah.
Well, I have something to tell you.
Okay.
You are enough. No, seriously. I know it sounds really obnoxious, but I'm actually serious. You are enough. This is what I tell myself in the mirror every day. You are enough. You are enough. I'm trying.
Okay.
I'm working on telling myself I'm no, but seriously, you are enough. John Fish,
well, thank you
are you. Yeah. The other thing, have you heard of the, I know you want to get more into meditation and you haven't done it a lot. There's a mudra called the No Fear Mudra. Have you seen,
mm-hmm.
you ever see the one where like Buddha has like one hand up and one hand in his lap?
No. Not
no.
Up.
Okay.
Not,
well,
not,
I'll send you a picture.
Okay.
There's, or you can like Google like No Fear Mudra. That's what
uh-huh.
I would, that's a really, really good, if you're like, I don't know, feel like, oh, I'm afraid to live or I'm afraid of relationships or whatever. No Fear
mm-hmm.
Mudra while you're meditating really helps people push past that.
All
I
right.
don't know. I'm giving you, I don't know if it's appropriate for me to give you mudra advice. You're familiar with mudras,
it.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you know mudras?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, mudras. So people who don't know mudras are hand positions that people have while they use while they're meditating, and the different hand positions correspond to different chakras, the opening of various chakras. They also correspond to various ailments or desires, like increasing your intuition, increasing your communication, and also no fear. So the no fear mudra is the one that Buddha has a lot of the time, which I really love. And the other thing, the other book I would have for you is called The Pocket Pema Chodron.
Pocket?
Yeah, The Pocket Pema Chodron. Have you heard of her?
No.
She is, I'm writing this down. She, her first name is Pema, P-E-M-A, and her last name is Chodron, C-H-O-D-R-O-N. And Pema Chodron, she is like this Buddhist nun, and she has a really awesome, she has a lot of books. Like, her most famous one is The Wisdom of No Escape, but it's a really gentle, Buddhist, loving, but it's also like her main thing is like you don't meditate to throw yourself away and to become a better person. You meditate to befriend the person you are already, because there's so much in Western society and that we're always trying to improve and to be better. And there's almost like a form of aggression towards the self.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of, I mean, I'm like talking to myself too. I read so many spiritual books. I don't know what to do with myself, but I just read them. It's like a compulsion at this point. It's just a disease.
Yeah.
It's kind of how I feel. But I also feel like I have to do it for my clients. So
yeah,
totally.
I
feel like I have
to
stay on top of things.
I try to do that. Like I try to have like one enjoyment book going and one like self-helpy type book. So I'll put that in the rotation. Yeah.
Yeah, Pema Chodron. I got it at the Strand bookstore.
I love
and
the
it was
Strand.
Like $8. I know. I figured you would. You seem like a Strand kind of guy. The guy who goes
that's
on dates for
like,
tea. Is the kind of guy who goes to the Strand.
What'd you say?
The man who goes on a first date for tea is the kind of guy who goes to the Strand and has a knapsack that is cloth.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's you.
My default artist date is the Strand. Like when I can't come up with a new one, that's my default.
Oh,
yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we have to start wrapping very soon.
Okay.
Before we say goodbye, I wanted to promote your super hilarious album. So John Fish has been on Letterman and The Colbert Show, The Late Night Show, and his website is John Fish, JONFISCH.com, and he has a new album called He Has Friends. And also, you have a show in Rochester. Right, this week?
Yeah,
or
I
next
just
week?
Have a big, it's a big benefit show up in Rochester for comics, you know, fighting.
Mm-hmm.
I think the title is Comics for Cancer, but that sounds like we're
against
for it.
Cancer?
Yeah.
No, I think it's Comics Against Cancer.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, who's
yeah.
not against cancer? Yeah, Comics for
yeah.
Cancer. Cancer is, yeah.
Yeah.
We're no one's for cancer.
So it's a great cause for the Gilda's Club and
yes.
a great lineup and... I'm excited for it, yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much, John, for doing the show.
I appreciate
show.
It. Thank you.
You're amazing.
You're amazing. No,
thank you.
You are enough.
You are enough. Okay. All right, goodbye, everyone. Thank you so much. Tune in next week at 6 p.m. on Journey into the Light Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much.